This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I remember one of the neatest experiences in Bible study I ever had. I was studying the book of 1 Corinthians and came to the well-known 13th chapter, the love chapter. I had memorized this chapter and gone over it so many times I thought there was nothing more for me to learn from it. I almost skipped it and went on to the next chapter, but then I remembered what I had told many others. Pray and ask God to help you see something you have never seen before. After praying, I read this familiar chapter and noticed something I never saw before. In the first three verses, the personal pronoun I is mentioned 8 times, with the concluding result being, I gain nothing. Then, in the next 4 verses, where the characteristics of agape love are described, I noticed the personal pronoun I is not found at all. The characteristic actions of agape love result in the outcome described in verse 8, love never fails. The conclusion I came to was that when I or self is dominant, love is missing. When love is present and active, there's no room for I or self. To me, the word I was an insight word. It opened up this chapter so I understood it in a way I had never seen before. With this new perspective, I did an extensive study of the chapter, which took me a number of weeks to complete. Ask yourself if your life is described more fully in the first 3 verses or in the next 4 verses in 1 Corinthians 13. Selfless love is produced by the Holy Spirit, and that alone never fails. I've never forgotten this experience in Bible study, and now look for insight words as I read and study other portions of the Bible.